Vice presidential choice is so important. If you had John McCain's ear, or if he came and knocked on your door and said, Mr. Vice President, just who might, if who would you lean toward if you were given the choice?
Here's what he has to do. Here's what both of them have to do.
Right.
They have to look around and they can say, okay, who's up to the job of not just being vice president, but being president? Secondly, and this is very important, this is where they're having the problem in the discussions. Who are they comfortable with?
Right.
Because you spend a lot of time with the president as being vice president.
And as it turns out, there's a brand new CBS News poll out this morning that says as many as a third of the voters in this election say the choice of a vice presidential candidate is important to who they'll vote for this fall.
Well, the vice presidential candidate will do a couple other things as well. Hopefully he or she will unify the party. Mm-hmm. And then you have to look at sort of the value added. Are you looking for somebody that has an economic background, a foreign policy background? Is it youth? Is it geography? There's a lot of things, but that loyalty and being comfortable with the vice president is very important. I think John McCain has a much easier choice here.
Than Barack Obama.
Because John McCain knows all the people on that board very, very well.
Yeah, so
I think Barack Obama probably does not.
Mitt Romney?
I think Mitt would be very good. He was a good governor. He knows economics. He's a problem solver.
Anybody else?
Articulate. I think this Governor Pawlenty from Minnesota. I think that he's got a real.
We got to make sure he can stick to the board.
A real shot at it.